We got Mr. DJ Mike Magnificent McGee and Mr. DJ Dynamite on the phone right now. Check it out. These guys are these elite select, just a few of them. It's like 8 or 9 of them. But check it out. This is our first annual podcast that we actually sitting down, giving everybody a little heads up on some of the things that's getting ready to happen. So, hey, Mike, since I got you on the phone, let's lock it down first. Tell us a little bit about the Elite Select. I'm going to put my phone on mute and let you and Anthony take over because y'all are selected me, and then we can come back and discuss on actually how Frost 5 started. Go ahead, bro.
First of all, I want to say hello to everybody that's listening out. My name's Michael McKee, a.k.a. Mike Magnificent McKee. Been doing DJing for over 40 years. Mm-hmm. Yes, I am that old, okay? But that shouldn't make a difference because I'm the baddest motherfucker around here in this motherfucker, okay? Uh-oh, let's censor that. Beep, beep. All right. But get on the serious tip. The Elite Select's been around for the last 2 years, and we've been acquiring some of the best DJs that we feel that will give the right kind of mood, the right kind of sounds to audiences all over. Now, with that being said, I'm going to give you a list of who the members are, which is myself, and of course, Mr. DJ Dynamite right up top here, straight from Chicago, West Side. We're both West Side, so hey, there's no question about that. You can tell by the way we sound. Also, we also have DJ Al Hot Mix Holmes, DJ Lloyd Dev, great DJ. We just, I came across him through Mr. Sinclair right here. I didn't think he could get down like he do, but he sounds great. He's a great DJ. So if y'all ever hear of him, please, on our Facebook pages and on all our social media, please respond to our DJs. But just saying hello or just giving us feedback of what you think of how well we're doing. But continue on with the names of the DJs. We also have DJ Eddie Fields. And if I think I should mention it, how about the Mad One? DJ Mad Mario? Well, he shows up from time to time, but that's all good. We also got, let's see, who else do we have? Who else am I thinking about?
DJ Tony T.
Okay.
DJ RB Randy Brown.
That's right. And that's our team right there.
What about Rex? Is he still with us?
Rex? We're gonna talk about that.
All right.
We're gonna talk about that. Because the boss is. That's the boss. That's the boss right here. So with that being said, we're going to give it straight to the man of the hour, Mr. Sinclair. Go ahead.
Y'all crazy. Well, check it out. There's a couple of things that I want to say. First of all, I want to give a shout out to our sponsors, Clothing Creations. We want to give a shout out to Live 365 Distribution. And also
Radio King
Distribution. Definitely to everybody that's been supporting us and all the different things that we're doing. There's a couple of things that we're getting ready to do to let people see that we are in the makings of doing a lot of things. And also I want to give a shout out to our partner radio station, DJ International Radio. I want to say thank you, Rocky Jones, for giving us the opportunity to be a part of everything, not just me being an artist and Mike and Dynamite to being DJs for the company, but just giving the opportunity, to do a lot of things. So to help us be the company that we are now. I want to give a shout out also to Nikki Rowland. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to produce such nice songs that we have out. But with that being said, I want to talk a little bit about Frost Vibrating. We've been together for about 3 years. I'm going to give each one of the brothers the opportunity to say how they came in, how they interacted with Frost Vibe. But for everybody that don't know, Frost Vibe started off as just a DJ company. You know, we didn't have any type of experience to even do anything as far as the radio. But in God's trust, God's grace, and God's gift, it all came to be. Definitely, once we started everything, it definitely became more than what we experienced. You know, we had a lot of people on the team. We lost a lot of people on the team. And it's just a lot of things that we learned to be able to handle the radio station, to be able to get it to where it is now. But Frost Vibe became a full radio station. We're not just dealing with DJs, we're dealing with artists as well. We deal with a lot of soulful house music, salsa, techno, basically all genres of music, advanced music. We even deal with rap, we even deal with R&B. But the one thing is that we definitely take our pride in is definitely house music, because that's where Frost Vibe Radio began. It began as a DJ radio station for DJs to get the opportunity, not just independent DJs, but major DJs. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to let Dynamite come on right now, let him talk about everything about how he became a DJ for the Elite Select. And I'm going to see if we can get all three of us to talk amongst with each other to see if we can give you all a full exposure on what it is that we do. All right, go ahead, Anthony.
How y'all doing, everybody? This is Anthony Brown, better known as DJ Dynamite. I've been DJing over 45 years. Yeah, I'm that old too. I've been playing, I play all types of music, from house, hip hop, R&B, trap, steppers, whatever you want, whatever you need, I can give it to you. How I come about with the Frost Vibe is, you know, Mike is my buddy. We grew up together. So Mike used to always tell me, he said, man, he said, D, whenever I get set somewhere, man, I'm gonna pull you in. And his first experience was MGR. He was with them. He tried to get me in. I wasn't feeling the type of music that they was playing. So he left there, and then he was with Frost Vibe, and then he said, I'm at Frost Vibe. He said, I'm gonna try to get you in. I'm gonna let them know about you. You know, I'm telling you you're hot. So when I got with Frost Vibe, I had a hater. I ain't gonna say his name. I had a hater. He never heard me a day in my life. Never heard a mix of nothing. So, you know, he was trying to give me the fifth degree. I wasn't listening to it. I stuck around. And me sticking, I've been with Frost Vibe probably the third longest out of everybody. The thing with Frost Vibe is we look for opportunities, and we're willing to create some opportunities too. You know, we do various things, as far as we DJ for weddings, proms, family reunions, block clubs, whatever you got, that, you know, we'll be one of them DJs. All you gotta do is just call us up, look on the line, and you got a lot to pick through, and, you know, hopefully you'll pick me. But all in that, but, you know, Frost Vibe, you know, dealing with Frost Vibe, I get a lot of experience with a lot of different things, but, you know, it's been rough for about a year, but you know, when you're down and out, you know, you can't do nothing but look up. So, you know, things are getting greater right now. That's all I can say.
Okay, there you go.
Well, my experience is pretty much like with these, but it's a lot different. As everybody know, I'm more than just a COO of Frostbite, the Midwest section. I'm also a DJ too, DJ first and foremost. It started off for me with working at MGR, which is Music Galaxy Radio from overseas.
Yeah, somebody and, picked you up.
Hold on, let me tell it. I don't need you to tell me anything. Let me tell it. Okay. And I was working with some other DJs. There was two of us by the name of Powerhouse Paul, and myself. We both were with the place I was just mentioning to you about. And we were thinking about going ahead and start our own little not radio station, but thing for our other DJs to have a place where DJs with our kind of music that we like to play, separate from MGR. Now, in the process of that happening, my boss for MGR found out about it and fired me because of this other DJ here. He fired him and fired me too. That's the messed up part about it. I was like, so the funny thing about it was like, he come telling me like, Michael, are you the head of this radio station? It's like, well, he said that I was, but I, and before I even got another word to say, you're fired. So I'm like, damn. So wow. I'm called Paul, and I said, well, what the heck did you tell me? I just told him the truth, man. He wasn't being right. He was gonna fuck that dude. Excuse my language. He said that's what he was saying. So he said, let's forget that dude. We'll just do our own thing. So I'm like, well, I'm out of a job anyway, so why not? So we'll go ahead and start it up with coming up with the name. So what are we gonna name our, what are we gonna name this this group? This radio station, because you know I already got hold to Live 65, and they need to know what the name is. He was giving me some really boring names like Rock House Radio or something like that. And I'm like, no. How about something like, it's got to be cool and hidden. It's got to be something that's catchy. So I came up with Frostbite.
Cool
and sound. Yeah. So I said, well, what about Frostbite? He said, there's already a Frostbite. I said, no, if we just spell it differently, then that will catch people's attention, because it will be catchy. Frostbite and Frostbite Radio, like that. So he was like, okay, well, if it works, go ahead and put it on. So he went ahead and put it on, but I had to tell him how to spell it.
Very boring guy, if I must say.
You know, yeah, and man, I just said Frostbite.
You know what I'm talking about.
But getting off the the boring parts, the main thing is that, you know, Frostbite Radio was built for DJs at first, and we just kind of blew up into something more, which is really helped a lot of DJs, a couple of artists. And in the process, I've learned things, not just as a DJ, but as a person who's into the music business and the business of running a radio station, which I never really had. And I'm very thankful to be a part of Frostbite Radio and to have grown so much in knowledge and in experiencing the things that I've experienced, whether it was good or bad. The main thing is that all those things made a difference in making it become what it is right now.
Exactly.
So with that being, you know, with that being said, you know, I hope and I pray that everybody enjoys what we've been doing, appreciates what we've been doing, and we will continue to bring the best possible programs or whatever it is that we have to you as an audience. So I salute to you and everybody that's with our company, DJs and all, board members, everybody.
But you know what? I want to bring up next, before I bring Anthony back on, let's talk about this new event. We started doing a situation about prom. It's called the it's prom celebration. It's for the young people to have a, you know, have a place to start their proms as they leave off of prom, and then it gives the parents an opportunity to have fun and enjoy themselves. I'm going to let the person talk that started this up, Anthony can give you all more information about it. But it was so successful when we did it back in May or June, if I'm correct, that we decided to make it a yearly thing. So people that are getting ready to have those experiences about prom, y'all need to really listen to what Brother Dynamite has to say about this, because this is something definitely that is a big game change for everybody. So Anthony, go ahead, step up, talk about it, bro, and me and Mike gonna keep quiet.
Okay, for all you people who has kids that are going on prom, the prom celebration consists of, you know, we play music until your kids go on prom. But the prom celebration is after the kids are sent off going to the prom. So when you sit there, you thought about all that stuff you did to get your kids ready for prom and all that there. Now they go, you wanna wind down, you can sit back, you can sip on your yak, listen to good music, or have live entertainment. What we did was with the prom whole situation. See, my son went on prom, so it consists of a DJ, decorator, and you have some people who might want food catered. We can take care of that if you're in the Chicago area or somewhere close. But if you're in another state, it's a lot of accommodations that will have to be performed in order for us to move to a different state. But the prom celebration is a party after the kids go to prom. So you know, when you send your kids off to prom and you want to sit back and you want to listen to music, it don't matter what type of music you want to listen to. You got your bottles, you got your trees, and you can sit back and you can listen to whatever you want to listen to. If you want to listen to blues, you want to listen to some house, you want to listen to some hip-hop, R&B, or trap, or old school rap, it would be there displayed for you. It's just after the you know, your kids getting the car and leave. That's all I have for you right now. But if you're looking for it, just look us up and we can talk about it a little later.
Yes, yes. You know what I like about it, Anthony? I think the best thing that I like, it gives the adults an opportunity to really enjoy themselves.
Yes, sir. That's what it's for.
Right. Exactly.
It's a strain on you getting these kids and getting prepared to take them on prom. So you know, after you did all your hard work, you wanna wind down, and you know what I'm saying? You want something for you too.
Exactly. And that's what I think that was a good idea what you came up with, and it was very successful. The one thing that I wanna address to the parents that are going through that next year, it gives you a breath of fresh air, because you know when your children leave off to go to these things, there is a place for them to come back to.
Yes,
you
sir.
Know, they can join in the celebration because the celebration is in neon. So the party will continue when they get back. And then the best part about it is, you know, your kids made it back home safe.
That's it.
So you know, that's what I think is a plus thing for that. And it's good for the youth, Jeff Wade, not just for the youth, but the community. It's showing, it's bringing the community all into one particular situation for the kids for that particular month that they're going to have their whole lives addressed and ahead of them. But it's also an opportunity for them to have fun. But now, like Dynamite just said, you know, if everybody want to know about that information, we are going to give our email out. We do have brochures and everything for everybody to check out and look at if you all are interested. Also, before we get off, fellas, let's talk about the important thing. Let's talk about this first annual dance in, what's it called? Dancing.
Dance and dining.
Celebration. Okay. let's talk about that. This is our very first annual celebration. And for me, this is a big thing because DJ RB, for those that don't know RB, DJ Ronnie Brown and DJ Dynamite, for those who don't know, is the man right there, DJ Anthony Brown. Both of these DJs are for Frostvibe, the Elite Select. They came up with this idea to really show the Chicago area what the Elite Select is and are as DJs. And it's given all the DJs the opportunity to be on one stage, which is very hard to do. For everybody that love house music, that love all types of styles of music, that want to know more about what we're going to be doing in the future, our first annual situation is August 31st. I'm going to let Anthony talk about it, but this is an event that nobody's not going to want to miss. Definitely it's an opportunity for companies that are looking for us to do certain situations for their venues and different things that might need acts, DJs. This is it right here. Catering, we have everything all in one. So, Dynamite, tell me a little bit about the show on the 31st, bro.
Okay, the first show, Frostvibe Annual First Dance and Dine, is where we get to showcase some of our DJs, and we can film it, and you can see what's going on. It would be plenty foods, drinks, and if you want to participate, you can come. The address should be on Facebook. The address should be on Facebook, but you have to bring your own chair. There's nowhere to sit, and the address is 1345 South Kill there, and we'll be in the back. Just follow the music. You're here, just come on back there, dance, dine, drink, eat, have a good time, and check out Frostvibe, because we'll be heavily represented that night. Check us out.
Yep, with everybody there, so that everybody's been following us on Frostvibe Radio, checking out. If y'all love the DJs, come check them out, because every last one of them is going to be there live putting it down. So y'all going to be able to be entertained and definitely entertained, because these guys are very good at what they do. We're also going to have some guest DJs. We're going to have some guest DJs that's going to come and light the table, turn tables up. So everybody, just follow us. For those who would like to see the flyer, the donor information, the address, which is in Chicago, everybody, you can go on Facebook to Frostvibe Radio, MVM, Throwdown Mix Show. There you can see all the different things that we've done. You can see all the things that we're doing and all the things that we're planning to do. Also, if once you all DJ see this podcast, I know I'm gonna be honest. This is our very first, so bear with us. We gonna do it, and we gonna do it better. But it's our first, so hey,
don't kill us.
but you know, for the DJs that are interested in about coming to be a guest on our shows, just email us at frostvibellc@gmail.com. That's PHROSTVYBELLC@gmail.com. If you would like to check us out on our website, that's www.frostvibe.com. Also, you know, this will be posted and it'll be wrote down for those who do not understand that I'm very kind of. So just make sure y'all check it out. I want to also salute my brother, Sun City, Lodge 72. Man, I miss y'all brothers, and I will see you all soon. As y'all see, I represent. Represent. But on that note, brothers, do y'all have anything else that y'all want to say before we let go of this celebration that we have here?
All I really have to say is that I wish everybody well. I wish everybody peace, love, and keep on listening to us here at Cross Vibe Radio.
Love, peace, and hair grease.
Oh, we're being Muslim now.
Blessing to everybody. Hey, blessing to everybody, man. I'm just looking for bigger and better things.
All right.
There's more to come. More to come. Just stay tuned.
Yep.
We're gonna have this every week. It'll be things that we're gonna discuss about. It'll possibly be things that we discuss about that's outside of entertainment. But we're gonna be bringing you all a lot of things that we get ready to do up to. So everybody that's tuning in and everybody that's seated, we warmly love you and we thank you and continue supporting us. Frost Vibe Radio. Peace. I would do something on singing, but forget that. I ain't gonna do that yet. I'm out of here, bro.
Get a note for us.
Oh, man. Okay. My money sold, stole me that I love you. I'm gonna do that.
Okay. All right. Just a little sample is good. All
hey, right. Go get the song. It's on Track Source. My Body and Soul. Nicky Rowland, featuring Sinclair, and also Philly, DJ International Records. Bye.
All right. How do we turn this off?